Yo, 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 what's up, you guys? It's Omari Washington back on again. Happy Saturday. Hope you guys are living and loving your life. I want to talk to you guys about the process of getting started as an actor. So let's just say you're an actor and you're not sure where to start. And, you know, you've had this dream for a little bit now and you want to get started. First and foremost, you want to get headshots done. It's basically a frame around your head in a picture. The frame shouldn't drop lower than where your chest area is. And, you know, slightly tight on the left and right sides. It's basically a portrait shot for those that are not aware of what a headshot is. It's basically a picture of just you and your face, and that's pretty much it. And when you're taking these headshots, you want to wear, it depends. Like, if you're taking theatrical headshots, which is for TV and film, you want to do darker colors on a light background so you pop more. And you don't want to wear any stripes, any patterns, any logos. Pretty much solid colors, no bright reds or any super bright colors, no black or whites, what else, no jewelry. It's pretty much straightforward when it comes to headshots. Now, for commercial headshots, I would definitely say colors that go well with your complexion. Like for me, I'm a dark brown skin complexion, so I would wear probably like a light green or a light blue or a baby blue or a maroon, maybe something that would contrast well with your complexion. And after you get your headshots done, then you want to focus on getting experience and training as well. Training is important because you want to know what you're doing on set. Especially when you're going into audition, you want to know what you're doing before you get into the room so you're not wasting people's time. That being said, you want to research what schools, like what are the best schools in your city. And if you're on a tight budget, look up free classes in your city on Google. Or there's many different search engines that you can check. And after you find a school, you take some classes, you feel like you're ready to get out there, then you want to focus on building your resume. And there's many different ways to do that. You can start by doing extra work, which is background actors in the scene. You can start by doing that. The pay isn't that great, but, you know, you'll be on set. You'll be able to witness how the whole process is, and you know what different positions there are on set and how you can move up in the ranks. There's a lot of information that you can find on set as well too. Like when you talk to other actors while you're on set, you can get information about other castings. And to find auditions, you can go on craigslist.com, and all the way at the bottom there's a talent bar. You want to click on that, and then after you click on that, you go to the search engine at the top of that page, and you put in actor or actress, whichever one, and it'll pop up, like, all the castings for actors and actresses. And after that, you want to click on one of the castings, and one of the breakdowns, and you want to see if you're a right fit for the role. And if you are, you want to submit your headshot. And even if you don't have experience, you can still create a resume. It has your name at the top, your stats, like how tall are you, your eye color, your hair color. And then after that, it'll be film, commercials, what else? Theater, and then training at the bottom. And then underneath your training, you want to put like special skills. Like, what are you good at? Like, what makes you unique? like the type, like even if you have like a chef coat or something, you could put that under special skills. Things that you have that you know you can use in a commercial or film or whatever, you know, wardrobe ideas, anything that you own, or a special make and model of a car you have, that will work too. What else? And then after that, oh, there's some more casting site websites. There's also actorsaccess.com. That's good for theatrical breakdowns. And by breakdowns, I mean casting ads. There's a lot on Actors Access for TV and film. And you could find some really good stuff on there. It costs $65 for the whole year. And if you're not trying to do that, it costs $2 per submission. So, I mean, you're going to be submitting a lot once you get started. So you might as well just pay the $65. And another great website is castingnetworks.com. Out here in LA, it's called lacasting.com. And I use that a lot. I use that for commercials and industrial shoots. There's a lot of commercial print on there. Now for that one, you can either pay about $15 or $20 a month for premium. I get the $15 one. It does me justice. You can upload as much footage as you want. By footage, I mean your clips of your scenes. You can upload demo reels. You can upload pretty much any type of footage that would help you get the job. And to upload headshots on there, it's pretty pricey. The first one is $25. Then after that is $15. So you might as well just upload a whole bunch at one time so you don't have to worry about the amount of money you'll be spending. Also, on Actors Access, it costs money to upload your headshots as well. I'm not sure how much it is. I gotta double check. But all these websites, man, they cost money and they add up. So it's good to have some money saved up before you even start your acting journey. Because let me keep it real with you. It costs at least a good $10,000 plus a year just to fund your career. So think about that really quick. That's a lot of money. So if you ain't got it, you're going to be doing all these odd jobs just to, you know, just to fund your career, and that's not fair to you. You want to put your best foot forward. And I didn't say this before, but I'll say it now. For headshots, you get what you pay for. So I would suggest paying at least, at the very least, $350 for about 3 to 4 looks. Meaning each look is a different wardrobe option. So you get 3 to 4 looks. Out here in LA, I went to Chris Wood from Michael Roud Plus. Phenomenal. I paid about $385 for 3 looks, and I got a free look. So it was worth it. And that his shots from that photo shoot have gotten me a lot of work. So do not pay for cheap headshots, because you will not get work. And if you do, it won't be a high-paying job. So, you know, keep that in mind. And I will continue the process of how to become an actor in the next episode. Stay tuned, you guys. It'll be coming out next Saturday. Stay tuned, and you guys have a great day. All right, catch you later.